Mackenzie Verdonier goes to Manchester West High School. It's about 50% students of color, most of whom are Latino or Black.
If I grab a fistful of kids randomly, it would be a different color on each finger. It's all different colors, different backgrounds, and then all the teachers are just all the same.
The same meaning white. Manchester's teaching staff is about 95% white. Mackenzie, who's Black, says the absence of teachers of color is so normalized, hardly anyone talks about it.
I feel like people don't understand why it's important to have someone who looks like you teaching you, not only to see that like what Black success can look like, and also someone to relate to you. It's like so important on so many different levels that I can't even explain it.
This sense Mackenzie has, it bears out in research. Studies show that for students of color, having at least one teacher of color improves their attendance and test scores. But the consequences go beyond academics. Another student at West, Favor Benokofor, says some of her white teachers don't correct racism or cultural misunderstandings. She says recently in class, a white student kept on asking her if her hair was real. Her teacher, who's white, didn't say anything.
And I honestly don't know what I expected the teacher to do, but like it made me think like, okay, if this was a Black teacher, would they say something? Would I get that defense? Would they tell the person like, that's not a okay question to ask? Like,
one of the adults helping students navigate this is Sudi Lett. He graduated from Manchester Schools and was one of the few Black students in his class. Now he coaches basketball here and mentors many students of color. They talk about racism in schools, what it is and what it isn't.
I don't mind talking about it. Someone can say to me, that was racist, and I can look at them and go, it wasn't. And knowing that it wasn't, or knowing like, yes, it was. So it allows space for that conversation to happen that may or may not happen because people are uncomfortable talking about it, maybe don't know enough about it.
Lett doubts that Manchester will be able to attract and retain young teachers of color anytime soon. So he says it's up to white teachers already here to figure out how to connect with a student body that becomes more diverse every year.
It does mean that they have to have a level of empathy and compassion that they've never, ever had to have before, ever. Because the students, they all were able to see themselves in. They've all been able to relate.
This lack of teacher diversity is true across New England, but it's especially stark in New Hampshire. Tina Philibot, who's Asian American, used to teach in a district outside of Manchester.
I was the only teacher of color in the whole entire district. That is not unusual.
Philibot now serves as the equity officer for Manchester Schools. One of her jobs is to figure out how to hire and retain teachers of color. But she knows personally that they'll face extra demands.
Students of color will find you, even if they're your student or not, because they know you understand. And they'll come to you and they'll tell you what's going on. They'll tell you what they're experiencing in their classes, what this person said to them. And you have to hold that with them. That puts a big responsibility on educators of color.
This is an issue that districts across the country are wrestling with. And there are no easy answers. Philibot is looking at models in cities like Boston that aim to diversify the teacher workforce through a pipeline, supporting high school students to take advanced classes, then offering incentives to get a degree and return home to teach.
This is not something you're going to see come to life in a year or 2 years. There's a lot of capacity building that we have to do first.
And even if that succeeds, people here know it could take generations to see the results. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sarah Gibson.